Tulsi Gabbard endorses Donald Trump, he did not start any new wars. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 26, 2024. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, IHI, endorsed former President Donald Trump for president on Monday, noting that during his first term as president, he did not start any new wars. While speaking at the National Guard Association of the United States conference on Monday, Trump introduced Gabbard to speak. Gabbard's endorsement comes days after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed Trump. "I mean what I say when I share with you that I know that President Trump understands the grave responsibility that a president and commander-in-chief bears for every single one of our lives," Gabbard added. "Whether you're a soldier, you're an airman, a marine, sailor, or a coastie, he keeps us in his heart in the decisions that he makes. We saw this through his first term in the presidency, when he not only didn't start any new wars, he took action to de-escalate and prevent wars. He exercised the courage that we expect from our commander-in-chief in exhausting all measures of diplomacy, having the courage to meet with adversaries, dictators, allies, and partners alike in the pursuit of peace, seeing war as a last resort," Gabbard added. "The truth is, as we head towards our decision as a country in November, the same cannot be said about Kamala Harris. In fact, the opposite is true, and we're living through this reality today as this administration has us facing multiple wars on multiple fronts in regions around the world, and closer to the brink of nuclear war than we ever have been before. This is one of the main reasons why I am committed to doing all that I can to send President Trump back to the White House where he can once again serve us as our commander-in-chief." Gabbard added that she had been at Arlington Cemetery with Trump on Monday morning, where he honored 13 fallen service members who lost their lives during the Biden administration's Afghanistan withdrawal. Watch: Donald Trump visits Arlington National Cemetery on anniversary of Afghanistan airport attack. "I had the privilege of joining President Trump this morning at Arlington Cemetery, where he joined two Gold Star families and loved ones of Staff Sergeant Hoover and Sergeant G., both of whom were two of the 13 killed in the Abbey Gate attack 3 years ago today in Kabul," Gabbard said. "And I can tell you, as we were there," as he laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier, "joining these Marines' loved ones, I felt the sorrow that he shared with them in their loss. I felt and saw his sincere appreciation for these servicemen and women who paid the ultimate price and their loved ones who continue to grieve to this day." Gabbard, who previously ran for president as a candidate on the Democrat side in the 2020 presidential election, criticized Vice President Kamala Harris, who was a California senator at the time, for her record as Attorney General of California and for jailing people over marijuana. The former Democrat congresswoman has criticized the Democrat Party and in 2022 announced that she was leaving the party.